Happy New Year, friends. First off, let me start off by saying how grateful and blessed I am to see 2022. I'm also super excited about this year. I'm usually excited about a new year, but this year is a different excitement, and I can't wait to share all of what God has shown me about this upcoming year so far. So let's start with the way that I brought in the new year. Of course, I attended church because there truly is no other way that I could really bring in the new year without being before the face of God, especially with all that God has brought me through in 2021. But in November and throughout the remainder of the year 2022, God kept telling me the words portion and overflow. Leading to the last few days of 2021, I kept hearing different words from different pastors and prophets. Look up Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16 for clarity. But I kept hearing different words and from different prophets and pastors that I trust. And the amazing thing is that all of their words for the year align with each other and confirms what God is saying about this year. Here are a few words of what I heard for 2022. 2022 is the year of the double, the year of the bride, the year of the authority of the righteous, and a year for major moves, and a year of better. Let me tell you, this is a great year to know and be connected to God. I'm truly standing in great expectation for this year because I believe that God is about to blow our minds like never before. It is very clear that those who are connected with Christ will experience great things this year. I just want to say, if you're reading this and you're wondering if you truly are connected to Christ or aren't quite sure, but you want to get to know God this way, I want to pray a prayer of salvation with you right now. Say these words with me and mean them from your heart. Dear God, I come before you repenting for any known and unknown sin. I ask that you forgive me, purify me, and make me new. Today, I invite you to not only come into my life, but to come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for me and that you are alive now. I pray to experience more of your presence, grace, and mercy. Thank you, Father God, for saving and restoring me. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, friend. Heaven is rejoicing, and I'm extremely happy and excited for you and all that is to come. My prayer today is that God will be glorified in our lives and that everyone we encounter this year will experience the true love of Christ. With love, yours truly, Ebb.